Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
But something great's going to happen here with the setup we've got. You've got Santa Cecilia. I mean, I have never been more excited in my career, and I've done this for a long time, for this drill program. I'm giddy about it. I cannot wait to have for this drill program, because this is what it's all about.
The Financial Survival Network. Now more than ever. The Financial Survival Network.
Welcome. This is Financial Survival Network. I'm your host, Kerry Lutz, and we're here with Twerk Resources CEO and Chair Sean Wallace and Chief Geological Officer Michael Henriksen for a much anticipated sponsor update. The news just keeps coming in. Sean, you just got more results from Margarita, the first one since the recent extension, and it's looking really good.
Yeah, I mean, the two initial holes that we had released certainly were exciting, and it was a new discovery, and it's still exciting, and for different reasons. Now we're able to demonstrate with the second program. You know, the first program, the goal was to make a discovery. So check, we did that. We made a discovery. No context to it. Didn't know anything about it. So, okay, obviously you have to follow that up. So we followed it up, and now we're starting to get into the more exciting part of it, at least for internally, technically. Mike and his team are starting to understand this thing. What is it? What's causing it? Where could there be more of it? That sort of thing. Obviously, that's the point of the whole exercise, is to find it all. And so far, we've traced this exciting mineralization over 800 meters. Again, second phase, is there dimension? Is there size? Could this thing be something of economic significance? Yes, yes, yes. So we were successful again. That means we get to go back again and further increase our knowledge, and hopefully further increase the size of the opportunity, and so on and so forth. And that's what we're busy planning for right now.
Right. And Michael, great to see you again. So you're on quite a roll. First, the extension, now an 800 meter mineralized system so far. Significance of these results?
Certainly for me, as with the technical group, it's tracking very well. You know, what we see is the dimensions there. It's extendable to the north. There's targets very near to the discovery already, based on our increased understanding. And there are other targets that look exactly the same on the property that we haven't put a drill hole into yet. So, you know, I echo Sean's sentiment, and, you know, we obviously have to go back for a phase three. And, you know, for me, it's about extending what we have and also finding that next body of mineralization.
Right. So, obviously you're going to analyze the results further. What's your feeling? What is phase three shaping up to look like?
Yeah, it's difficult to say exactly right now. What we've done here recently is we've done a gold geochemistry grid over the project, because all of a sudden the gold content has remained very significant. And so we need to know where that is to make sure we understand all of the targets properly. And then I would say, you know, probably come the Chilean winter, which is the North American summer, we'd go back for a phase three of drilling. And, you know, look, we haven't defined it yet, but off the top of my head, it could be between 10 and 15,000 meters, but, you know, yet to be determined.
Wow. So we're on the right track here.
Most definitely we're on the right track. This feels like You know, I've been fortunate enough to be part of some discoveries in my career, and you just get that feeling of it's tracking the right way. You're seeing the right things, the right type of complexities, and that's what we're seeing here.
Hey, and Sean, with the recent investment of Gold Fields, they've got to be feeling really good about this. First the extension, now this, and all of Torque's shareholders should be feeling good right now.
Yeah, I mean, if they don't look at the share price, they would certainly be that. You know, the things that we could control as a management group and as a company, all the milestones, all the things that we told you we were going to do, you know, all over this last couple of years, we've done them. And more or less on time, the things that we could affect the timing and the execution of, we've managed to do with a relative within the time, within the budgets. We've had the success at the site. That's actually something that's out of your hands. You use the best science with the best people and the best approach. And at the end of the day, Mother Earth's got to give. Well, you know, my goodness, Mother Earth has been given to us, but the little people that live on it aren't, because you know, the market is what the market is. And, you know, been doing this for a long time, Kerry, I know you have, and you have to have the humility to know that, you know, we as a team are experienced, and we're calm, and we're just going to methodically continue to put value into these assets until the market reaches a rational point where they will see the value recognized in the share price. You know, the balancing we have to do now is dilution versus reward, you know, so that's why it's like this measured, disciplined approach to and these assets aren't going anywhere. They're in good shape, good standing with us. We're just going to work them, continue to put value into it. And yes, shareholders should feel very good about the way things are coming together. As far as the ravageries, if you will, of the marketplace, we're all experiencing that throughout my portfolio. I don't have an asset class in my particular portfolio. I've got a nice balanced portfolio where I'm not seeing, you know, pain everywhere. So we don't need to take it personal, you know, what's happening out there in the junior. The risk on trade is not present. And when it comes back, look out. I think we'll be out of the gate quite nicely.
So the state of the market, I'm glad you brought that up. If this were a normal market, just normal, not raging, just like a market where things like drill results actually matter, where reserves, all those little technical indicators, if this were a normal market, where do you think the company would be right now, the shares?
Well, I mean, look, I can only pull back into our own history and give an example, although there's no perfect apples to apples, oranges a comparison you can make here. You know, but even say a company like Caden that we had, you know, there was it was a Mexican epithermal project. It was lower grade, but Agnico decided they liked it. They paid us $220 million for it. So, and I argue, think just the drilling we've done thus far in Margarita technically is as big a success as say that particular project was. And again, these are not apples to apples, but sort of the value proposition, what could potentially be there would be, I'd say, be superior at Margarita in terms for that. And we got $220 million for that as a takeover from Agnico. So let's just say we got a $220 million market cap on Torque. And I think it should be worth more than that just for Margarita. And we haven't even used the big S word yet, Santa Cecilia. We have that, by the way. But say, let's just be myopic on Margarita for a second. I think, you know, what that would have us at, you know, a couple bucks. Canadian, a share. I mean, that's the sort of neighborhood we should be hanging out right now with a share price. If people don't want to pay us anything for the, they should pay us for what is happening at Margarita in a risk, a medium risk environment, shall we call it. It, what you said, not a raging bull market, which is just full risk on, where people actually don't even look at things. They just buy it. That'd be great to be in that. But in a sort of rational medium risk market, shall we call it, I think, you know, $200 million, there's no reason why we shouldn't have a market like just for Margarita, I think, at this point. And just given our own analogs from the past. But that's not where we're at right now. Where we're at right now is we've got a $60, $70 million market cap, and that's what we're going to live with. You mentioned the Gold Fields investment. They were happy to pay a dollar. So just to have to them, what they wanted was to achieve a percentage ownership rather in our company. And they've done that. And that was so the people who aren't as affected by the stock's value, which would be a Gold Fields, we're happy to pay a 40% premium for us. And I think, you know, it was a good relationship, and it was a good endorsement for us as being in Chile for our technical group, because they didn't ask for operatorship, and they were happy for us to deploy their capital on their behalf in this project. contracts, and I think it's going to be a good ongoing relationship. So I'm not fussed at all about what's the market's the market, and it'll come around when it does.
All right. So Michael, Sean mentioned Santa Cecilia, and that's coming up next. You're preparing a program there. It's a tough act to follow, though.
Well, I think Santa Cecilia, I mean, when we first entered Chile, I mean, that was, our eyes were on that prize. And I love Margarita, but our eyes are still on the prize of Santa Cecilia. You know, we've just started our field campaign pre-drilling work. That'll be ongoing through till the end of February, approximately. Hoping to get drills out in March or thereabouts. What I can tell you about the place is, I was just there about three, four weeks ago, and you know, we see mineralized porphyry on surface that hasn't been drilled. I mean, it's an extraordinary opportunity. And the field reports that are coming out here early days are great. You know, people are finding porphyry bodies that look mineralized. So for me, you know, let's just get this pre-drilling work done. Let's really understand what's in front of us. You know, we're basically unlocking a project that's been frozen in time since 1990, when the big discoveries were just starting to be made in the Maricunga. And I feel like we could be on to one of those initial sort of big discoveries. It just happens to be 2022, you know?
Yeah, anomalous times. You know, Sean, I've asked this question to a number of your colleagues, but I want to get your take. We see companies like Gold Fields investing in Torque. We see tremendous institutional interest and well-heeled investor interest. What do they see that individual investors are quite obviously blind to?
Well, for one, they're professional investors. I guess that they would have a better sense of everything. And it's also not their own personal capital. So they're not worried about their kids' education and stuff. So it's less of an emotional exercise for the investors. That you talk, really wealthy people are not playing with money that is going to impact their lives. In other words, if they lost it, oh well. You know, institutions, obviously they are worried about what their returns look like for their unit holders, because that's their livelihood. But again, it's not personal. They just, that's the game they're playing. That's their benchmark for their job. And they're obviously, they want to make money. So, they see things differently. I just think they have, it's like an analogy, you know, the person who can win at a poker table is the person who doesn't need to win the pot. They can bluff better anyway, because it doesn't matter. They're not going to wear it on their face. They're not going to let their emotions and their nerves cloud their thinking. And I think that's the advantage that people that their day-to-day life is, if your day-to-day life is not going to be impacted by what an investment does, then you're going to be able to think a lot more clearly and make better decisions.
Yeah. And obviously you're an individual investor and the money matters to you.
It does.
Then you're trading from fear rather than from the desire to profit, and that's not a good situation. But
yeah,
you know, rationally looking at this sector, is there a more undervalued sector overall in the market than you know, junior miners?
That's a good question. I don't think I have the I don't watch enough other sectors to suggest who might be more undervalued, but. And again, evaluating a junior is also kind of a interesting process, because it, you know, it depends on the stage of the junior. Do they have a resource? Because then you can apply, or a scoping study at least, to go with it. Because then you can actually make an Excel spreadsheet that could spit out a number that at some point in time might be accurate. It's just such a moving target, the value of a junior. So at the end of the day, the value of any junior to me is, I take the share price and multiply it by the number of shares owned, and that's the value of that junior that day. And everything else is just what people think. And I'd rather talk to people what they know than what they think.
Yeah, it's ephemeral. But when you see results like this, you know, you got to stop and take notice, because this is meaningful.
Absolutely. And this, you know, we continue, we keep piling this stuff and it just keeps happening. It's going to be undeniable. And frankly, to your point of comparing the institutions, wealthy investors and my other mining companies, what they do get is what they have the ability to assess the value of the opportunity without looking at the market. They don't look at the share price to say, how healthy is this company? They look at the company and then figure out why the share price is healthy or sick. Sort of the reverse the way, you know, you start at a different starting point than say an emotional retail investor driven by fear and greed, you know. And the trick for those retail investors, if I can pass on any of my years of doing this, not the greatest event, but if you can flip fear and greed and be greedy when other people are fearful, and then fearful when other people are greedy, then those are the most successful people I know.
Yeah, that's the Warren Buffett kind of take on things, and it's worked pretty well for him.
Yeah, I didn't invent the idea.
So, Michael, we're at the end of the year, 2023. You outlined several things. Is there anything else we should be looking forward to in the coming year?
I mean, just we're going to be catalyst rich. Drill results are coming in from both the Santa Cecilia and the Margarita projects. So I expect a really busy year for us with a lot of news. I'm going to anticipate good news, obviously. I think it'll be a good year for Torque investors, just with a lot of positive news flow throughout.
All right. And yeah. I just might add, I invested in Torque based on what you'd mentioned a while ago. Couple of years ago, just seeing visible gold and copper all over the place. And, you know, I'm still a believer in it. So in any event, Sean, do you see, is there something in the horizon here that we should really look out for that could be the game changer, so to speak?
Well, you know, we're drilling off discoveries. We've got two projects, either a discovery made by someone else or the one we made. And we're just expanding discoveries. So I think you can, I think the game changers have happened. There's just it's a lagging indicator. Like we haven't had, like we've been just discussing for a lot of this interview, is we're just, it's going to have to play catch up in the share price. That again, out of our control. But when that happens, I can tell you one thing, Mike and I are going to be on the road for the whole year, trying to get out there until, you know, telling anyone who will listen about the story. And Mike's going to be spending a great deal of time. I mean, the level of activity for us corporately, on an IR basis, on a technically, it's going to be intense this year. It's going to be a big year, and we're just going to, you know, there's going to be a lot of things happening. And anytime you're out running your business that way, things happen. Things are going to happen. You're going to have good surprises, bad surprises. You're going to have them because that's how life works. But something great's going to happen here with the setup we've got. You've got Santa Cecilia. I mean, I have never been more excited in my career, and I've done this for a long time. But this drill program is, you know, I'm giddy about it. It's, I cannot wait to have for this drill program, because this is what it's all about: getting an opportunity to get. A lot of people, I would like to impart sort of like the, even for us, you know, not for the rarity to be able to go work on something like this. And it, you know, there was a time 30 years ago, there was more of these around, but still not tons, lots of them rather. This, and nowadays, they're just, you can't even find something like this to work on. I think, you know, it's like, I don't want to speak for Mike, but the technical, and I've worked in the technical, it's like every technical or field person, or anyone who gets to work on one of these things, dream come true to work on one of these. It really is. Win, lose, or draw at the end of the day. To get to work on it, everyone's inspired. Everyone's firing at all pistons because we know what's possible when you have an opportunity like this. And it's epic. Could be. It could be.
And so many people out there, companies, would love to just see one of these in their life. And you've got multiple opportunities here. So that's a great thing. And expecting really good things, good news coming for 2023. Wish you both a happy and a healthy new year ahead. And you want to go over to torqueresources.com, sign up for notifications, because the news is going to be flowing. The ticker symbols in the TSX Venture, it's Torque, TORQ. On the OTC, it is TRBMF. Gentlemen, we'll talk to you again after the first of the year. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Kerry.
Thank you, Kerry.
The Financial Survival Network.